December 17th on our social media pages, then place your orders over the phone.
EBCO Wholesale Foods is seeking a qualified, well-organized professional for the position of Human Resources Manager. This is a full-time position with competitive pay and benefits. This position requires an individual who enjoys working with people and with the ability to multitask, knowledge of labor laws relating to the food and trucking industries, and college degree with previous human resources experience preferred. Apply online at EBCOfoods.com. Submit resume to HR@EBCOfoods.com or mail resume to Human Resources, P.O. Box D, Emporia, Kansas. EBCO's an equal opportunity employer. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning on a Friday, 8:33, 32 degrees. And welcome to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KVOE brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny out there in East 12th near the Water Tower. Always take great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. What great gifts for the holidays for all at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. And from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, once again, Phil Totten. Hello there, Phil.
How you doing, Mr. Thomas?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'll tell you, after Wednesday, I am hanging in there. It's been a hectic week, but I do want to go open school this morning and give Audrey Egan a What's In Outdoors tip of the hat for texting me last week on how to increase my mouse harvest.
Well, you mentioned you had a little bit of a mouse issue in your house, so how are things going?
Well, no more in the house. We haven't seen any in the house. I've been putting traps in the crawl space underneath, and Audrey said, Phil, bait it with a raisin. So that raisin goes into that Victoria trap. Pretty good hauling in there, so I caught two mice.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to keep on top of them, and I'll tell you, if deer and rabbits are eating people's shrubs, they ought to try Liquid Fence. It's a deer and rabbit repellent, but the way it smells, I think I'd rather put up with the damage. it has the protected ginger's azalea so far this winter. And Ron, if anything with 2021 has to offer, if it was like Wednesday, it might as well just leave. I'm ready for a new year, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic, no doubt about that, with the high winds all day. And then when the storms rolled through late in the afternoon on Wednesday. So how'd things hold up out at Council Grove Lake?
Well, Ron, my day job down here, I'm the trash and gas guy around the marina. It's not real glorious, but you got to do what you got to do. But I guess I've been doing a good job. I might even get a T-shirt for Christmas.
Oh, way to go, yeah.
But most of Wednesday entailed us trying to keep the marina on the water in place. You know, in 2019, it was pretty hectic with the storms we had. And we did close down on May 8th and never opened up until August just because of damage and high water. I do want to give another tip of the hat to our fellas that are mechanics that come over from Manhattan. It just took one phone call, and it was over here. So we secured it with ropes, and that wind just changed directions, in the whole day. We saw the storm coming, and about 4:30, we decided to go into town and have some Mexican food. If the Lord was on the call, I might as well be eating a taco.
Yes, you bet.
On the way. And so, but then it looked like things cleared, only to have the wind go to the northwest and cause a whole lot more damage later after that. Tarps were blown off of pontoons, and one of the things I do down here is to try to look over the property of our people that don't have cabins the year round. And so yesterday I was picking up limbs and calling people that might have had a little bit of damage, and tell you, some air conditioner units were blown off their foundations, and one fella's still looking for a kayak. He don't know where it took off to.
Good luck with that, yeah.
The only damage I had is I lost one door to a Martin house. And I've looked all over the yard for it. I found debris that really went like four different directions. So I don't know what Mother Nature had in mind, but I want her to have better hair days than last Wednesday.
So do you ever lose power there?
No, we never did. And I'm tickled to death with this new television thing we got set up. Of course, Ginger stays up on all this technician, and we went from Dish to Roku, if that's how you pronounce it. And You know, generally when we have a storm, we lose reception. And I was dreading losing reception, not being able to see that Chiefs game last night. That was a dancer. It was good. But, no, we never did lose any power. I know some people in the county did. And I tell you, God bless the linemen that can get out there and do that work like they do. I just hope people appreciate their efforts.
Yeah, and they're still working on it, too. Still not all the power back here in the area, but they are working around the clock to get that done. But you're right. Big salute and hats off to all the linemen out there working, as we said, 24 hours to try to get power back on here in the area. Well, it was good. You know, your damage was fairly minimal in the grand scheme of things down at Council Grove Lake. What else going on? Youth hunting going on, Phil?
Oh, a lot of youth hunts going on. I encourage people to go to the Outdoor Mentors page. Eric Brown, Brittany Wallman, they're offering hunts all over the state, even in Iowa. So I'll try to get more on that. People are getting, you know, their licenses and going and doing hunter's ed, but they're having trouble finding hunts that they can go to. Outdoor Mentors is doing a great job of getting people and families out into the woods and into good quality hunts. My neighbor here down at the lake has German Shorthairs, and he's doing a 3-day program with the Flush television network where they're taking kids out to harvesting birds for the first time. I do want to give another Watson Outdoors tip of the hat to my grandson Cooper, who lives in Texas, and he harvested his first ever deer. And what was really cool, he shared some of the great cheddar cheese jalapeno deer sausage with us.
There, yeah, that's a win right there.
I had his sister on the show when we was down in Texas, and I did a little article on Cooper several years ago when he caught a fish, and I had a picture of him. He was in a onesie and holding that fish, because we do get up and check our lines early in the morning. So he was out there when they come down. He's out there, he's up and out there before I'm even awake. But here he had about a 5-pound catfish, and he was holding it, and I'd snap a picture of him and give it to Josh, and he put it in the speck of paper. But he got back, he said, "Phil, is that boy wearing a onesie?" And I said, "Yes, sir." But anyway, Cooper went from onesie to woodsy deer hunting down there, and I talked to him the night before the hunt, and goodness gracious, he was excited. He said, "It's going to happen tomorrow, Papa T. It's going down." Sure enough, it wasn't very much into the next morning. He gave me a call and harvested his first deer. Ron, I tell you, that Kansas Wildlife and Parks partnership with the college is really sounding good.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do want people to know that the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, of course, we had Brent Trezee on the show last week. They offer a Steve Harper scholarship. That is $1,000 a year for any youth, any student that wants to go to a Kansas college and pursue a career in journalism, photography, and just spreading the word of Outdoor Kansas, and even people that might want to become an outdoor radio host.
Okay,
apply for that scholarship. And then, of course, through the Emporia Community Foundation, the Watson Outdoors Fund offers a similar scholarship. And I'm happy to say been able to give 2 or 3 kids that went to the Florida State that scholarship. So that's really cool. Ron, last year we had 3 programs at the New Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center that were really good, really rewarding for me just to use that facility and to get kids and families out there. And we've already talked with Daphne there, planning a program for Earth Day. I think it's going to be April 23rd. And when I get done with the show, I'll be on a Zoom meeting with Patricia and Veronica there in Emporia, and we're going to be trying to get together another Bama Safest Guard program in 2022, and we will use the facility again.
Yeah, that really is becoming really, really, really well used, and boy, what a great educational and experience facility that is at Emporia State. So good to see it's being used to its full potential, Phil.
Well, I tell you, it's gonna really do a lot of good things there for Emporia, especially for students. And we did a program there working with a professor in recreation to teach her class how to fish. And so that was pretty cool. I'm just besides me, though, some kids can get to college and never have baited a hook, never have gotten outdoors and fished. So, you know, there's always a fresh start to get involved with education, and really excited to be working with the college. Well, Ron, let's go to that first break. I do want to talk a little bit about hunter education.
All right. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Taunton here, KVOE, live and local. It's 844.
This season, or any season, brand new tires make a great gift for someone you know and love. Express Tire and Auto has great gift-giving ideas for all of your car-loving, Polaris-riding, and hard-working friends and family members. From tires to ATV accessories like oil change kits to gift certificates and more. Stop in and visit John or Jenny to explore more gift-giving options this holiday season. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
You know, pets are just furry family members, and it's good to spoil them now and then. Bluestem has a pet department chock full of goodies for your furry kids. Pet foods from top brands like Purina, High Pro, Ralston, Diamond, Science Diet, Pro Plan, Blue Buffalo, Iams, Dog Chow, Alpo, Neutro, and Loyal, made right here in Emporia. You'll find a whole bunch of dog toys, plus all kinds of treats and snacks. Spoil your furry babies at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, sunshine, 32 degrees. It is 845, and you are tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Taunton every Friday morning here. Of course, log on to KVOE.com, hit that community tab, and then hop on to the What's in Outdoors webpage. Tons of great information, photos, and such from Phil Taunton, coming to us from Studio North, Council Grove Lake here this morning. And Phil's going to talk a little hunter education with us. What's the latest, Phil?
Ron, I'm still getting requests to host a hunter education class, and I've been in contact with several instructors who are involved with being the coordinator for a hunter education class in several counties. And most of these groups are going to wait until spring to do a class, and hopefully, you know, all the concerns with COVID will be over with, and what we got to do with that. And so, you know, spring turkey season is going to be here before long. I think it opens the first week of April. I haven't had any news if the Wild Turkey Federation is going to try to host their annual Jake's event there at Dry Creek Sporting Clays or not, but we are going to try to get some things together. Of course, Hunter's Ed has went online. You can get it there, but we do believe we like to get firearms in the kids' hands. And that said, folks, if you're thinking about getting your kids a gun for Christmas, and I can't believe Cooper, a young man, has gone from wearing a onesie out there fishing and now taking a firearm out into the field to harvest a deer, has gone where he has. But I know his father, Jake, has really talked to him about guns. Jake was a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, and so this is some things that some people just don't get that instruction. So that's one of the reasons I like to have a hands-on class. So when I do find out about a class, I'll let people know. Some of them are being offered. Other instructors are doing classes. I do want to let everybody know that anybody interested in becoming a volunteer Kansas Hunter Education instructor can call me for more information. There will be a Hunter Education Instructor Recertification Workshop and Orientation Wednesday, January 5th at Mission Valley High School in their FFA building. They do some great things over there. That'll run from 6 to 9. And if you haven't been over to the lodge at Lake Wabunsee, you want to get out to a place to eat, I want you to try that. We hit that Friday, and they have a good dinner over there. But they might work that into your plans if you can go to this Hunter's Ed workshop on January 5th. For more information on it, you can contact Stacy at 1-800-272-3488, and Stacy will let you know about the program.
All right.
Ron, let's go to that last break, and I do have a fishing and hunting report, and also about the new coyote hunt will be going on here in Morris County. on January 7th and 8th.
All right, stay tuned for that. Here, KVOE Live and Local. This is What's In Outdoors.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
You know, pets are just furry family members, and it's good to spoil them now and then. Blue Stem has a pet department chock full of goodies for your furry kids. Pet foods from top brands like Purina, High Pro, Ralston, Diamond, Science Diet, Pro Plan, Blue Buffalo, Iams, Dog Chow, Alpo, Neutro, and Loyal, made right here in Emporia. You'll find a whole bunch of dog toys, plus all kinds of treats and snacks. Spoil your furry babies at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
This season, or any season, Brand New Tires make a great gift for someone you know and love. Express Tire and Auto has great gift-giving ideas for all of your car-loving, Polaris-riding, and hard-working friends and family members. From tires to ATV accessories like oil change kits to gift certificates and more. Stop in and visit John or Jenny to explore more gift-giving options this holiday season. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until noon.
KVOE Live. Live and local, it is 8:49, and you are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning right here, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, out there West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the water towers. Time for our weekly hunting and fishing report from Phil, who's coming to us live from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. I do want to tell you, Phil, that, you know, the last couple of weeks, we have been getting new carpet installed here at the radio station, and it's been quite a project, I'll tell you, trying to jigsaw puzzle around all the carpet squares and getting things moved and back together. But I will say that they finished up yesterday, and one of the carpet guys said he was really pumped for the weekend because geese are aplenty, according to him, and Melvern is his spot here this weekend. So he's fired up and ready for that. So I guess the geese numbers look good.
Yes, they do. Like I mentioned on last week's show, the snow geese just flying here outside of Studio North. And I have noticed on the lake, we do have a bigger number of mallards that are showing up now and coming in. So cooler weather. And I think this morning there is a frost on the windshield. I think that's only been our third freeze down here that we've had. So, of course, with that, there'll be a lot more migrants coming down, and they do an excellent job. I wanted to talk to the people over at Melvern, that their office is there at Reading, that has those conservation pools, to see just how good the hunting has been, and you know what they expect, the numbers that they have. So we'll try to get up on that waterfowl report as it comes to me. But for fishing, I do notice a lot of boats have been using the lake here, and talking with Joe over at Melvern, he's still on top of crappie. The crappie fishing is going to get better. The water is in the mid-40s, mid to low 40s, and the most people that really go after crappie in the winter, they say as it gets around 35, the crappie will really concentrate in the brush a little bit better. So that will come. And Guy Wolf came over. I was really surprised after that storm and everything settled, and I saw pictures of Glenn Elder, where the waves, it looked like that ocean that I saw just when I went down there. I couldn't believe that was a body of water in Kansas. Those waves come to the shore like that. It looked like you could have just walked around the shore and picked up the fish that were being blown in. But yesterday morning, we had about six boats come down to the ramp and got in there, and I talked to Ty, and he gave me the fish that they did catch a few, but good things are going to come a little bit later on, especially with the crappie. Hunting, upland game bird hunters are having a good successful year hunting quail. Most of the people I talked to said that quail numbers seem to be pretty good. The pheasants are down, but that's just, you know, that's just hunting. That's how the report has went. So main things are getting out there, being safe. I have yet to hear of an incident where someone might have, you know, accidentally shot somebody, and that's happened, so that's cool. But Ron, the Ethan Carroll Memorial Coyote Hunt here in Morris County is really good. They have good fundraisers, and so on January 7th and 8th, they'll have the Morris County 50-50 Coyote Hunt, and with that, there will be a night division. If you remember, you can hunt, you know, coyotes at night, and of course, it's a little controversial, but when you get coyotes to big numbers and they start taking livestock out too, that's a controversy too. But there will be a night division and a day division this year, and three-person teams is a format. That's a $150 entry fee, and there'll be side pots. I know they have a whole lot of good side prizes that'll be offered. More information can be found on the Ethan Carroll Memorial Coyote Hunt Facebook page. So that ought about do it. It is calm here today. I guess it's going to be cold. I told Ginger not to look at the weather report that I saw last night for Saturday. I think it's a good day to be cooking, and this is where with the outdoors and the things that we can harvest, I'm always looking for recipes. So, listeners, please send me some recipes or any information you might have about Kansas Outdoors.
All right. Good report as always, Phil. You stay safe and have a good weekend.
I did see a couple of birds come in to the yard that I couldn't identify. I couldn't get my binoculars big enough. The birds are right here. Out quick enough to see them. They were little ones. I imagine the way they were acting, they were type of warbler that was migrating through. Ginger and I are still driving the roads to see our first snowy owl, but we haven't seen it yet. We are seeing a lot of beautiful sunsets, other than Wednesday. Yeah. That was bad.
All right. Hey, thank you, Phil.
Yes, sir. Lord willing, we'll talk to you next Friday.
All righty. Phil Totten, host of What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and local every Friday morning and every week, brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the crew on East 12th near the Water Tower always take great, great, great care of you. And the folks at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Blue Stem, if they don't have it, it's probably not around. That's basically it. Everything checked off your Christmas list at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, that is for sure. KVOE Live in Local 855, 32 degrees. Good morning.
Vaccinations and boosters are key to safely celebrating the holidays, according to health experts.